Trump at White House Hanukkah Party, "With courage we're going to win this election." By Deborah Dinan on December 10, 2020. President Donald Trump attended a Hanukkah celebration at the White House on Wednesday, where he said he would still win the 2020 election. "Let me just wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, and to about three of you here a Merry Christmas." The president joked to laughter from the crowd of around 100 mostly yarmulke-wearing Jewish leaders. He then went on to address the election. "With the help of certain very important people, if they have wisdom and if they have courage, we are going to win this election," he said, in an apparent reference to the Supreme Court justices. Trump said contesting the election is an historic fight. "It's really for the soul of our country, because if somebody wins an election by a lot and they take the election away and they give it to people that shouldn't be there, I think that's a problem for our country." His remarks were met with chants of, "Four more years." Trump said it was a 2-0 in the election and he had tremendous cases to overturn the results. The holiday of Hanukkah begins on Thursday evening. Trump also issued a statement wishing his warmest greetings to the millions of Jewish people in the United States and around the world as they begin the celebration of Hanukkah and the miracle that kept the flames of the menorah burning in the Second Temple for 8 nights. The candle-lighting tradition that began over 2,000 years ago is rooted in perseverance and faith, two virtues that are indicative of the Jewish culture and the Jewish faith. This year's observance of the Festival of Lights comes at a time when the unbreakable bond between the United States and Israel has never been stronger, Trump said, according to the White House statement. He went on to outline his administration's unwavering solidarity with the Jewish people, noting the U.S. brokered normalization deals between Israel and major Arab countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Sudan. "As we enter this season of celebration and reflection, we must continue to build on this progress and work toward a brighter and more secure future in the Middle East and around the world. Over the next 8 days, families and friends will gather to carry on the time-honored tradition of lighting the menorah. The First Lady and I wish you all a joyous celebration. Happy Hanukkah," the president concluded.